In the past 20 years, Prague has attracted a number of foreign professionals, and many of them settle here permanently. With the Czech capital growing more international, relationships between locals and foreigners have also become more common. In this edition of Czech Life, Sara Borůvka speaks to some of those intercultural couples about their experiences and their everyday relationship life.
Jenny, hello, Matovi.
Tak Matovi.
Bethany Adams and Tomáš Dokškal have been living together in Prague for nearly 4 years. Bethany is originally from Idaho, America, and Tomáš has grown up here in the Czech capital. The two are one of the city's many intercultural couples, which seem to have become much more common here in the past decade. At a recent visit to their apartment, I asked Tomáš and Bethany how they first met.
We met because I was working for his sister, actually. I found a job teaching drama and English, and his sister owned the school that was doing that. And then it's not really a very interesting story, but it ended up that she had a weekend, like, trip for her school, and he came and was kind of stranded there, and I came and I was kind of stranded there because my students weren't there, so we ended up spending the weekend hanging out together. So that's how we got to know each other.
At that point, Bethany had only lived in the Czech Republic for 8 months, and she moved in with Tomáš fairly quickly, just a few months after they got to know each other. For both of them, it was the first relationship with someone of a different nationality, even though Tomáš says that he had met foreigners in Prague before and found it very interesting to interact with them.
I was around foreigners in Prague when I was a teenager a lot. It was really cool and fancy for us, really interesting, and there was this hostel in Žižkov, and it was close to our school, a gymnasium, and we went there all the time, and there were these, like, foreigners, kind of like hipsters. It was this really, like, cool hostel, and we went there, like, after school, and then even, like, instead of school and so, and it felt really cool to be kind of taken as one of those cool travelers.
Michaela Škrábová has a degree in psychology and is writing her dissertation on the topic of intercultural communication. I asked her if she agrees that factors like an increase in migration to the Czech Republic over the past 20 years have led to a growing number of relationships between locals and foreigners.
I was checking some data in the Czech Statistical Office, and since the year 1995 to 2000, there was maybe just 1% of intercultural marriage. But recently, the percentage of intercultural marriage is getting to 3 or 4%. And I think it's a very general number because we don't know how many intercultural couples are living together without getting married, or how many couples are maybe getting married in some other country. So I think that according to time, when the borders are open, especially when we talk about Czech Republic, so in Prague, there are more and more international companies where usually many bosses or workers are foreigners. So I think that logically it will be the phenomena of the next years.
Of course, more and more Czechs also spend time studying or working abroad. Rosalie Kohoutková, a young director who is in the process of finishing her thesis film for Prague's famous FAMU Film Academy, met her French boyfriend Anthony when she was in Paris for an internship. Now he is moving to Prague to live with her. I asked Rosalie if she is worried about him feeling at home here and if there are any points in which she feels their two cultures really differ.
Already we had to face some little problems. For example, that the Czechs, they don't drink, and this is a big difference between the Czech people and the French people, that we don't really drink like this small French or Italian coffee in the morning, which is like so ordinary in France, that like you go on your way to work, you stop by in some cafe, and you drink your little coffee in the morning, which doesn't really exist in Prague. So, and he needs it. He's dependent on it. So, for example, yes, I'm trying to like find him some bar which would be open so early in the morning and they would have a good coffee.
Michaela Škrábová, aside from focusing her research on intercultural psychology and communication, has also been in a romantic relationship with an Italian for the past 9 months. I asked her how the Czech and the Italian culture go together.
Czech people are not really a culture of dining or eating together. I think we, already from the communism era, we are used to eat just quickly, something which will fill in the stomach. But we are not so much used to communicate and enjoy the process. So that's something what the Spanish and Southerners mind.
And so do you get to eat a lot of great Italian home-cooked food now?
Yes, I do. I'm very bad cook, honestly, and I enjoy all the advantages of having Italian cook at home.
Aside from eating and drinking habits, intercultural couples also face more difficult challenges, says Michaela Škrábová, especially when the relationship becomes a long-term one.
I think at the beginning, it's usually more positive, because especially for people who like new things, who like to get to know something exciting and new. But when you go deeper to the relationship where the communication is really important, so often the communication can become more problematic because you can never feel the small nuances, you never understand the humor fully, and you never probably can understand all the behavior of your partner.
Another factor for some couples can be the language barrier. I asked Bethany and Tomáš if they have ever felt that being from different cultures made it harder for them to get along, communicate, or resolve problems.
The language was an issue, and kind of she's shaking her head that not. Well, the language was an issue and kind of still is, but now it's, if we are talking about English, now it's just very little issue. It's more like that we get sometimes impatient with each other when we have to like repeat one sentence that is not important at all, something like, did you do the laundry or something like that, and you don't understand, and then you have to repeat it like three times, then you get impatient. But it's not a big issue because there would be things like this in any relationship.
The couple speaks English most of the time, but Bethany enjoys practicing her Czech with Tomáš's family, who she says are very patient with her. For Bethany, the language barrier is less of an issue than their different attitudes towards what is romantic.
It all seems really silly when I say it, but for some reason it matters when when it's like you're living with it. I guess like that I think that Americans and Czech people have completely different idea of what is romantic and what, or like how to be romantic, or how romantic you should be, how often. So I think that's a difference.
Yeah, I agree. Let's say only if you watch the movies and the translations, that in American movies there is I love you all the time, and Czech translation is Mám tě rád, I like you. So only from this you can see kind of the difference, that we are not so straightforward or like talking about our feelings all the time and kind of without any thinking about it, or that we keep our feelings more to ourselves.
Being exposed to a different culture can also have a sort of learning effect on people, says Rosalia Kohoutková. After spending a lot of time in Paris, she has incorporated some of the Parisian habits she enjoyed into her everyday life here in Prague.
For example, what I try to do now in Prague, in my hometown, is to like be nice with the people in the shop, that have some like small conversation with some like Chinese girl who sells the vegetable, for example, which is like so normal in Paris that you like wake up in the morning, you go to buy your bread and you're like, how are you? You ask some like little stupid things, but it really makes the conversation with the people and the being with the people nicer.
Despite factors that can be difficult, such as the language barrier or different lifestyles, the couples I spoke to seem to appreciate the cultural differences. And sometimes being aware of them also helps you to accept character traits of your partner that are quite opposite to your own, says Tomáš.
There is good point about Bethany or so, or about maybe the intercultural relationship, is that we are aware of the differences, and Bethany knows that she talks more than I'm used to. And I was talking to a friend about that, and we were discussing how that is when our girlfriends talk too much and we are not that interested, and I told him, yeah, sometimes I just, you know, say, sorry, I wasn't listening to you, and she says, yeah, that's good, or that's, you know, she doesn't get offended or so, because we are kind of aware of the difference, and he was completely perplexed by that, because he would never dare to say anything like that.
Bethany says that one thing she has learned from her relationship with Tomáš is that accepting the differences is much easier than trying to be someone who you're not.
I'm not Czech. I'm never going to be Czech. I'm American. And just accepting that and saying, like, it's not gonna change. I'm not going to become Czech. It's never going to happen. So, I mean, I might change, and like I said, my whole life has changed, and I'm a different person, but I'm still an American, and I'm never going to be able to be like a Czech woman, even if I want to.